Hey, it's Jen Thoden, and this is the podcast version of my popular YouTube channel, Your Color Style TV. Now, the video version has some useful and entertaining visuals, so if you want to check that out, go to yourcolorstyletv.com. Hey, I'm Jen Thoden with yourcolorstyle.com, and welcome to another episode of Wednesday Q&A. In this episode, I'm answering a question about hazel eyes. The question is, can I be bright even though I have hazel eyes? So if you are new to these videos and episodes, let me just explain bright and soft very quickly. Bright means that it's a clear chroma color. There is no softness, grayness, brownness added to the color. Okay, it's a very clear, pure color. This is kind of a clear chroma color. You could add black to darken and white to lighten, but the colors are much brighter. And soft would be colors that are muted. They have a grayish tone to them. They're soft. And people look best in those colors really don't look great in the brighter colors. Okay, so that's the difference, and that's what she's referring to. Often, people who are typed as soft in the Your Color Style system will have these soft hazel eyes, these soft brown eyes, soft blue-gray eyes. And I say soft because they don't have that intensity brightness to them. Everything's kind of soft about them. And so they look better in those softer colors. She's asking, well, if she has hazel eyes, can she still wear bright colors because she feels probably better in the bright colors? And the answer is yes. There is also bright hazel eyes. So it has to do with your overall intensity. And so if you have brightness to your eyes, then you likely can tolerate those brighter colors. And here's the thing. If you are someone that is has warm undertones and is deep, you know, has deep, darker hair, sometimes you'll look best. I mean, most of the time you'll probably look best in soft and warm colors, but you can tolerate some of the brighter colors as accents. So if you feel like you really feel good in a bright tomato red, then you should totally wear it. It's not that you shouldn't or you won't look good in it. It's just you probably look best most of the time in those medium, soft, warm colors. But you can always pop in color for drama, for a dramatic effect, for just feeling a little bit different that day, you know, and just to pop in an accent. So you could totally do that, even if you might be soft most of the time. So in this case, I haven't seen this person, so I don't know for sure. But if she likes to wear some of those brighter colors, she absolutely should. And again, you know, you got to kind of figure out what's working best for you. A lot of times, someone that is deep and soft will feel like they're right in the middle between soft and bright, meaning the soft colors feel good, but they also feel that sometimes they can wear a brighter color. And if that's the case, then you totally should. Okay, some hues might not be as flattering as other hues, but you could totally wear those brighter colors. So don't be afraid to experiment to see what really works best for you, because the goal is to find colors that you love and make you feel great, right? And so that's the goal. Someone who has cool undertones that has those soft hazel eyes, and they do. There's also cool hazel and that dark hair. Again, most of the time I kind of see them being more on the soft and cool side. However, yet again, sometimes you just want to wear something a little bit brighter, so you absolutely should. So I hope that helps. If you like this content, please like and subscribe. And if you are trying to figure out what colors look best on you, visit the quiz out on yourcolorstyle.com. It's yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. It's absolutely free, and it'll walk you through step by step to help you figure out what colors look best on you. I'm Jen Thoden. Thanks for watching and listening.